Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo, and welcome to an awful, awful 90s. It's like Grease meets the 90s.
Grease meets grunge.
Oh, help us all.
It was wonderful. If this is your first week with us, welcome. If this is not your first week with us, welcome back.
Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for being here with us to relive and retell these movies in painful
horrible,
and excruciating detail.
These horrible stories is really what they are. Let's be honest. We listened to Twilight. We had to watch Twilight, like 8 movies.
Yeah. Thank you for your reviews. Thank you for your Patreon donations. And thank you for being you. We do Patreon bonus episodes on Patreon. They're patreon.com/YouGotHeigled, YouGotHeigled. And we play games. We talk reality TV shows. We get into it.
We get loose on those, too. You got to get into those. Those are fun. Those are a lot of fun. Just the 90 Day Fiancé ones alone
just
are worth it.
Just the 90 Day Fiancé.
We get real angry.
The last time that we convened, we watched Twilight, Breaking Dawn, Part 2.
We watched it together, everybody. That
we did.
Thing.
We watched it together. Unless you felt that you didn't need to watch it.
No.
Then
either way.
You didn't have to watch it. It's fine. If you want to watch along with us, we watched it on Amazon Prime. Or, James, how annoyed are you? Because they're putting Twilight movies on Netflix in July.
We had to pay for all these that we watched, I think, pretty much.
But
except for
then
the first
we would
couple.
Just beginning... We would just be beginning our Twilight
I'm
journey.
I'm glad it's over.
So you're glad it's over.
But now you're going to make me watch 50 Shades of Grey next as our next series. So now I'm not so glad it's over. I don't know what's better. I honestly don't.
Well.
I'm like, this is, what do I do there, everybody? What's the thing?
Well, James, you know.
What's worse?
Just like I
50
keep
Shades
saying,
or Twilight?
We host a bad movie rewatch podcast. So
I
we're
going
to watch all the bad movies.
But when there's like a series of them, that's especially painful. Like She's All That we watched tonight, as we'll talk about.
Wow. Thank you for just taking my job.
No, I'm just saying, well, they know. They read the description before they clicked on it. It's not like they blindly clicked on it.
Well, yes, this week we watched She's All That.
That's a one-off. It's one movie and it's done. I don't have to watch.
It should have been a series.
The whole series of Freddie Prinze and all these people and how they develop whether he goes to Dartmouth or not. I don't have to deal with any of that.
What if they did? So you know how they did like Riverdale and then they also like redid the Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Yeah.
What if we gave us like a Netflix series that was like a dark a dark version of She's All That?
That would be amazing.
I would like see a Taylor Vaughn's slow descent into alcoholism at 18.
Well, I feel like if there was that going on, what's her name? Lainey would have like had her killed or something. She would have like poisoned her.
That's what I mean. We can let's write this series. We need a dark remake of She's All That.
Oh, she,
with sexy teens.
That's something. A sexy teen goth She's All That.
I'm in love with this idea.
That's something. There's some.
Wow.
One of these shit TV networks would take it too.
Netflix. Let's talk.
You know what? I'm into this.
Or Amazon Prime. I know you're looking to get in the game here. You want people love sexy teens.
Isolate that, everybody. People love sexy teens.
They
says
do.
Sarah Hunt. Sarah Hunt. That's the quote.
Every song from like what's that one? My Sharona.
It's every song from like the 50s
love the
through
touch
the 80s.
Of the younger kind. I was like, oh, sir.
We're all about being in love with a sophomore in high school and being an adult man.
Yuck. The only one that's good is that Leader of the Pack one.
That's just weird.
Were you really going out with him? Yeah.
That's good because he dies.
Like
that's what's funny.
That song is fucked up. But that girl is like, I'm dating him.
Yeah.
I'm going out
right.
with that guy. What do you think about that? Oh, and he probably died because of me, because I broke up with him.
Killed him off. What do you think of that?
Yeah. All right. We watched She's All That.
Yeah, we did.
This week from the year 1999, we decided to stay in the 90s because we have been enjoying the 90s Saturday Night Live on, what is it, Peacock Plus.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have all of the, every single episode of Saturday Night Live.
You see, you watch all the old
ones. So we've been watching all the 90s ones, so we decided to stay in the 90s. And speaking of 90s, this movie was 95 minutes long.
It really, that was the only...
1 hour, 35 minutes.
There's one thing I'll give this movie is it's short. It's 95 minutes, which I mean short, relatively short.
Yes.
And it moves along. It goes from scene to scene. It doesn't linger too long on shit, which is, thank God. It didn't have that extra...
act that pops up in some of these movies. Ooh, okay. The IMDb description. Oh, no, sorry. Starring Freddie Prinze Jr., Rachel Lee Cook, and Matthew Lillard.
And then Paul Douche Walker. And I'm sorry. You know what?
No, he's a real asshole in this movie. I don't give a shit.
Let me tell you something, everybody.
Gross.
Yes. Did I want him to die? Absolutely not. Is it sad that he died? Absolutely. He had children and everything else. That does not mean he wasn't a fucking terrible actor. I'm sorry.
He's not a good
actor.
Fuck that. He's terrible at everything.
Okay. And then he died and people were like, oh, he was great. It's like, no, he wasn't. That's why he was in Fast and Furious. Because if you put him next to Vin Diesel, he's the only person that could make Vin Diesel look animated. That's it. Otherwise, it looks like you have a mass of flesh standing next to a human being. It doesn't work.
Did I make you listen to Vin Diesel's album?
We'll get into Vin Diesel's album. We should do a bonus episode on Vin Diesel's album. That'd be tremendous. But sorry, I had to get that out of my system right now. Don't hate him as a human being. Didn't want him to die. Everybody calm the fuck down. But you know what? Terrible actor, and I can't stand him in movies. So there you go. Thank you.
All right, we're off to a good start. Everybody loves sexy teens, and fuck Paul Walker.
Yeah. You know what? We're just right down the middle, everybody.
This is hot.
Take it or leave it. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Enjoy.
IMDb description. A high school jock makes a bet that he can turn an unattractive girl into the school's prom queen.
Yeah, was he a jock though? I mean, they said he played
soccer, and it looked like it was at PE.
I never saw him do anything but hacky sack.
That was the only athletic. He never talked about soccer. He played soccer one time.
Didn't go to practice. It wasn't like athletic looking or anything.
And it wasn't like he was getting scholarships accepted into these schools because of soccer.
No, that's the other thing.
There's not a lot of soccer pictures everywhere where like Freddie Prinze Jr. It's like.
He's fourth in GPA in his class. So, I mean, what does he need that for anyway?
Well, he's beauty and brains. I understand.
He's got it all. Okay. He's got it all, this fucking guy.
Tagline. A new comedy that proves there's more to attraction than meets the eye. These two opposites attract, and everyone's trying to keep them apart.
I guess.
Not really.
Not really. No. And are they really that opposite that much?
Everybody's like... Oh, you guys fucking? Like, I see that you like her. And he's like, nah, it's just like whatever. But everybody seems to be like, yeah, cool. Like,
they're on board immediately. Yeah. Gabrielle Union and her become best friends. She goes and plays volleyball. They're immediately best friends.
So, James.
Very supportive people.
Do you remember how you said that, like, there wasn't any extra scenes or...
Yes.
Anything like that? Okay.
Well, there wasn't like that extra act they tack on where, like, you have to... Something else happens. And I'm like, oh, Christ, I'm here for another 20 minutes now.
Fun fact. Are you ready?
They didn't Dark Knight me, which is good.
The prom dancing sequence originally was not scripted and wasn't going to be filmed.
Thank you.
It was added in at the last minute to make the movie go a few extra minutes.
Thank you. To get it over. I'm watching this going, that meant, when it was over, I said, what the fuck did that mean to the plot? Nothing. It's not like, at least in Greece, the dancing scene, like, you know.
Well, yeah, they were like, are you going to go to the dance contest?
Cha-Cha was fighting this one off, and then she's
like,
mad at him.
It was
this was just dancing.
It was a known thing. Like, we're going to go to, they kept talking about the prom, and like, the prom was only there to show us that Freddie Prinze Jr. won prom queen.
That's it.
Prom queen?
Prom queen.
I think he deserved prom queen.
Prom queen. That's it. That's it.
Okay. But prom king. But like, who cares? That wasn't like a moment. He wasn't like talking about all of a sudden he's like save the turtles. Like he was still a douchebag, like jock guy who was pretending to be deep. Oh my God.
But
I think that there was a psychologist on the writing staff.
Oh,
there definitely was.
There definitely was for some of their conversations. But that dancing
Are
scene.
Are you looking at yourself in the mirror when you say that? No.
It just breaks into a full-on thriller video level of choreography to where it's like...
When were they- they practicing that?
That's what I'm saying.
It's at LA high school. They have so much pressure to be beautiful and to be interesting. And
well, that's no problem because everyone there is beautiful. Everybody in this movie is beautiful.
So this will bring me to one of my next questions. Okay, you know what?
They give Lil Kim like two lines.
You didn't believe that was Lil Kim.
I said it looks just like her, but it can't be Lil Kim.
Is that one of the popular girl Taylor Vaughn's friends? She's got Gabrielle Union, the other one, and then Lil Kim.
Yeah.
I don't remember that lady's name. I didn't look it up either, but she's like on a cell phone, like, well, I'll hold.
The mean one. Yeah, she's happy her name isn't Lainey.
Yeah.
That girl.
No offense. So we begin. We've got 90s music, like grunge playing. It's very angsty.
Very random.
You know, like whatever. We're doing like paper mache and there's paints and there's like, you know, mixed media. She's like gluing on, you know, Mod Podge or whatever the fuck that is. Mod Podge. That thing where you like seal it together.
Yeah, you're making it
very mixed media. Rachel Lee Cook is our artist. Her name is Lainey. And it's funny because when I paint, I'm a mess. Like I've got paint in my hair. I've got paint all over. It's flicked on my face.
For like a week afterwards. It takes like three hair washings to get it all out.
She is painting.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like sealing this thing out. She's doing this all in like 20 minutes. And then she still has time to make her brother breakfast.
Because this is
a 90s movie. We have to have a snotty little 90s brother.
Yeah, but he's also, you know, they had to
he's
make
He's like
him.
A very protective little brother, but he's also a nudge.
And he's hearing impaired? Is that the
He's
thing?
Very hearing impaired.
Yeah, he's got a
it's
hearing
Kieran
aid.
Culkin. But she makes him breakfast and she's like knocking on the door. And Simon Boggs, there are children in Mexico who have been up for 3 hours making clothes for corporate America.
Gauntlet thrown. Pow!
We understand what Rachel Lee Cook is about like in the first 45 seconds that she's on screen. So beautiful. I love that.
That's easy. And the little brother, we know what he's about. He won't wake up. He's your typical little brother. Okay, good deal there.
And she's going to hawk a loogie and his orange juice.
She's the
mean older sister. So it's school time. Kevin Pollak is our dad.
Thank fuck for Kevin Pollak. Jesus. Thank you.
He's not a very attentive father.
No. He's just going to pull shit while things are going on.
Who is more attentive? Care. Kevin Pollak or Charlie Swan, Bella's dad?
Oh, wow. They're the same guy. You know what? I just thought of their positioning. I think that GoBot Tom Skerritt, I think in from Bella's dad there, I honestly think he modeled his character off Kevin Pollak in this movie.
I think so too.
Read things and be like, I don't know where my daughter is. Jesus, I mean, what the hell? I got work and things and single father. I mean, you can keep track of some things.
Dr. Poole.
I can keep track of work. I can sort of feed myself if I go down to the diner once in a while.
Here's the deal.
I can keep beer in the fridge, but damned if I could keep track of that fucking teenage girl. I don't know where the hell she went around here somewhere.
So Kevin Pollak, like Taylor Vaughn, it seems like all of them have a lot of money, like their parents.
They're all rich.
So Freddie Prinze Jr. and like whatever. He's able to get his daughter and son into the same high school as them, and he services all of their pools. He's Dr. Poole.
He's all
of their pools doctor.
So
I would assume, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, perhaps he must get a doctor's salary being Dr. Poole.
I mean, he does have all those college loans to pay back. So, with the doctorate of pooling.
Is he not getting paid well?
No, he's servicing
all these very rich people.
No, he does well.
He should be doing well.
It's just they don't look at it. It's status, though.
They're like, you're a pool man's daughter. Like,
we got to look at it this way. This is where cities are different. Like, we've talked about this before. New York, money matters.
You
can be money. There's a certain sect of like, you have to be like old money, one of those people, but that's a separate thing. Otherwise, if you show up and you have a lot of money, you can be anything you fucking want to be. That's the thing. LA is not like that. LA, you can make $10 million a year, but they're like, what do you do? And if you're like, oh, I own an insurance company, they're like, ah, fuck you. Like, no one's impressed with that. You're a fucking loser. Even though you have a mansion and you make all this, you drive a Ferrari, you're a fucking loser. That's how they look at it. Cause it's like, well, you're not famous or anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's a totally different thing. So that's what it's like in this, like, high school is the same way. Like, she does, fine. Her father does fine, and he does well, and they have
they're
a nice...
They're in a good school district.
Good school district. They have a basement. They have a nice in-ground pool in the backyard.
That pool is lovely.
Dope, but he's the pool guy, so I mean, that's whatever. He can do a lot of
that's
the work
what
himself.
I mean.
But still, like, she does fine. They're not poor or destitute or anything like that, but they... You know, they act like she's horrible because she's not famous.
If I was Rachel Lee Cook, I would be like, well, I'm going to hang my dorky ass out in my amazing pool.
Yeah, she's not rich, though.
And my dad doesn't pay attention to anything that I do, so I'm just going to be sitting out there chilling.
Even if her dad made as much money as all the rest of their parents, the fact that he makes the money servicing the pool means he's beneath them. That's the way they look at it, which
is an incorrect way to look at life.
Well, fuck yeah, Taylor. Jesus Christ.
Okay, Freddie Prinze Jr. has arrived at school. His name is Zach. Of course it's Zach. And he, like, you know, he's walking into school. There's a framed picture of himself in the hallway. Of course. He's
as
that
we all
guy.
Had in our high school.
He confidently gets, well, no, just the most beautiful and chiseled among us.
Who didn't walk into high school and have a framed portrait of yourself up in the hallways? I mean, honestly.
Loser.
Come on.
Okay.
I'm only in one hallway, maybe, but.
Yeah, well, it's got to be a primo hallway. Okay. So he, like, names people, but, like, he just says, like, hey, what's up, Melissa, or whatever. And she's like, hi. And then the friend's like, yeah, that's not your name. And she's like, yeah, that's cool. But, like, that happens a lot. Because he's so beautiful.
Well, I mean, obviously.
So he, like,
his
he looks at you.
Are manicured
would
spectacularly.
You, I feel like I would have corrected him. I'd have been like, no, that's not my name.
Yeah, yeah.
But everybody's like, oh, he knows my name. And that's not your name, though.
He said hello to me. Anyway. Yeah. They're all, like, astounded by him, which is, I don't get it.
Well, okay, so here's the deal. He is... It's weird because not a blemish.
No, he's a handsome guy, I guess. But
no
I
blemish.
Mean,
his eyebrows are just, wow. I was staring. I was distracted. I'm like, what's going on with this guy?
Well, what he is not 17.
No.
That's the thing. That's the difference.
His eyes are just so like, it's okay. Like if you crash the car, like his kids are probably going to be so like happy in their life because if they like mess up in this world, I mean, not only do they have a lot of money, but like if they mess up, he'll be like, it's okay, champ. And you'd be like, it's all right. My dad's really not mad at me.
It's all good. I hope he has a lot of money because he did a lot of embarrassing shit.
Yeah, he better do this.
But I avoided this movie for over 20 years and finally.
You people.
Caught up to me.
You people. He's watched it for you. Okay.
For yous.
Then we see Rachel Lee Cook. There's no framed picture of her up in the hallway, but she is meeting with her friends. What is that one guy's name?
I don't know.
What's that guy's name?
Chubby Kiefer
Philip,
Sutherland.
Philip Seymour Hoffman Jr.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
So he's like this very, 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 very blonde, chubby guy.
He's
wears overalls.
Blonde.
And he's like the fat friend. Then she's like, I thought you were losing weight. Like, I get it that she's trying to be supportive. Obviously, like, he needs an accountability partner. But like, hey, Lainey, shut up.
Yeah,
let him have a fucking ding dong or whatever.
He's like,
eating.
It's a Twinkie light. He's like trying to defend himself. He looks like as an adult, he would play a pedophile on Law and Order SVU.
Yeah, that's
what he looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like a teacher who they would bring in for diddling kids.
Yep. But like. Her friends, they're talking about, I recorded Dateline last night. Do you want to come over and watch it later? Like, they're intellectuals. They paint.
Yeah. They're very mature for
their
age.
They're very mature.
Like, let's watch Dateline.
Yeah, let's watch Dateline, whatever.
Chug beer in their asses.
And then we meet that Paul Walker is Freddie Prinze Jr.'s friend.
Oh, yeah.
And they meet up with all the other, like, popular guys. There's the one guy from A Walk to Remember.
It's
Gabrielle Union's
pie.
Here. Lil Kim's here, the mean one that's yelling at people on the phone. And then we meet our popular girl, our girlfriend, Taylor Vaughn.
Yeah, it was a huge twat.
This is also the moment where we see that Harvey Weinstein.
Oh yeah, Harvey Weinstein.
His name is on this picture.
Weinstein brothers. You're like, now it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
This one thing I will say about this movie, and because we complain about it a lot, so when it's not like that, we should point it out.
Yes.
We always complain about this movie's in New York. It's in Chicago. It's in L.A. Where the fuck are any black people whatsoever?
Yeah.
Even in the background, at least in this movie, like the school has a lot of like different. It looks like an L.A. school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They actually
cast it
like an L.A. school.
It is not
all of the main characters like. The main bulk of the talking roles are obviously Freddie Prinze and Paul Walker and the girls and all that shit. But it's a start. They put them, you know, hey, look, the party's at that guy's house and he's part of our group.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, you know, there's one black guy in the school. He's not Franklin, you know, from, you know, they didn't Franklin these people is what I'm getting at. It's a very, at least there's some people in the movie who aren't extremely white in a city like L.A. That's all I'm saying. Just make it realistic.
Yeah. It's closer to being realistic. Yeah, than
exactly.
That.
Just if you take a snapshot of the party, you go, all right. Yeah. L.A., I guess. Yeah. It's like, you know, looks like
I
it's can. About,
yeah. I could get there. Okay. Yeah. So this awful blonde girl is our girlfriend. She has a tube top, she has a tattoo, and she breaks up with Freddie Prinze Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And he meets up with her at lunch, and he's like, so you just what? You just show up with the tattoo and suddenly you want to break up with me?
Yeah,
and I'm like what a weird way to sum that moment up.
I don't know what, yeah, he really.
So you got a tattoo and you're just going to break up with me? It's like.
He really married the tattoo to the act of breaking up with him. Like when the
Look
ink,
at you.
When the ink got into her bloodstream, something went wrong and she decides she didn't want to have sex with him anymore.
It would be like, if he said like, oh what, so you go to Florida for a week and now all of a sudden you want to break up with me? He's like, oh, you got a tattoo and you want to break up with me? It's like, how could you?
It's very weird. Yeah,
anyway,
that he's upset about that. But yeah, she came back from spring break.
So she was at spring break at this beach house in like Florida.
It's like MTV spring break, basically.
And it's like an MTV thing.
Yeah.
And Matthew Lillard was the host of the show. And James loves Matthew Lillard.
Oh yeah, he's really my favorite.
So we find out that Taylor has broken up with Freddie Prinze Jr. How could she? Matthew Lillard.
And she's a total twat about it, too. Like, her character, whatever she does, whenever she's being shitty to somebody, she makes sure to, like, make to tell them that she doesn't feel bad about being being shitty.
Because like, Freddie Prinze Jr. is like a popular guy, but he's like not the worst of the worst. He's just like a victim because you're a product of your environment, but he's like really trying to not be like that.
Man can't help being intelligent, handsome, and athletically gifted. I mean, geez.
Oh, he's got,
I mean, good Lord, he's just
he's got the fourth highest GPA.
That's what I mean. Intelligence, it's all there. It's all there. That's what I mean. So, I mean, you throw in compassionate.
Of course he's
going to
be.
Oh,
yeah. And his parents are rich. Like, it's of course, he's like the biggest sweetheart.
Obviously, he's not going to be
on
a dick
that Letterman,
at all.
On that Letterman's jacket, did you not see his heart was on his sleeve?
I think I saw that. The patch. It was right below his number for his soccer team. It was a patch of a heart.
He's like, don't hurt my feelings.
Yeah. It was like heart with like blood
I'm
shooting
sensitive.
Out of it. Like he's this is a little, he's got a bleep. Wears his bleeding heart on his sleeve.
Yeah. Okay, so Matthew Lillard was on The Real World, and he's, like, really obsessed with himself on television. So.
He's like Puck, essentially. Yeah. Like, if you don't know who that is, Puck is really, honestly, what's wrong. Partially, I put about 28% of what's wrong with all of America right now on the shoulders solely of Puck from season 3 of The Real World in San Francisco. I put it... I know that sounds like a lot to put on one guy on a reality show. I know it sounds bad. I know it sounds weird. But I'm putting it mostly on him because before...
But wait, you said mostly, but you said
28%.
That's not most.
But it's a plurality. It's more than anybody else.
Okay.
Is what I'm getting at. Like the next problem, the next person response is like 18% maybe, tops. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's
he's
up there really high because before that... It wasn't before that people were embarrassed to go on TV and look like ass wipes. That was the thing. Like you didn't want to go on TV and you'd be like, oh, Christ, my fucking, you know, my grandmother's going to watch this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, you know, or my friends. Or, you were just you had some shame.
Yeah,
there was some human fucking shame in your brain somewhere.
Fuck you, Puck.
And then this guy came on TV and was like, yeah, what the fuck? I don't give a shit. I got my thumb up my ass and I put it in the peanut butter jar. And then I'm like, what the fuck? You know, why are you mad? I put my thumb with shitting it in the peanut butter jar. And like, he did shit like that. I'm going to make fun of the dude with AIDS. And like, and that's what he did. And he did all that kind of shit. And people gave him fuckloads of attention. And everyone went, oh, you don't have to have any talent. You don't have to have anything except you have to be enough of an asshole if you're going to be an asshole where people go, do you see what an asshole that guy is? If you're that level of asshole, you can make some sort of living off of it.
Yeah.
That's what people figured out. And it's his fucking fault. And
I agree.
Fuck him.
I think you should assign a bigger percentage.
But then a lot of stuff happened after that. A lot of stuff happened after that. I blame there's some characters in the O.J. Simpson fiasco that caused a lot of harm on both sides. It's not good.
Anyway.
Furman is, you know, never mind.
Taylor
anyway.
Says, don't worry, I will still go to the prom with you.
Yes.
That's important because it's only right that the king and queen still go together. So like she's like, you know.
Well, yeah, we're royalty. So clearly we need to be.
Sorry I cheated on you. Didn't mean to, but I mean, it's Matthew Lillard, and, you know, we'll still go together. And
let's take this bitch home. They're
I
like,
hope my tattoo will be healed by then.
They're like a tennis double. Like, you listen, we're still going to win the tournament.
She's like, aw. Yeah. Did you honestly think that I'd go to college still dating you? Ma'am, how could you do this to Frederick?
And she goes, oh, that's so sweet. And, like, laughs at him.
Yeah.
Which is
how could you do this to Frederick? Rough. Oh, no, his name is Freddie. Like, I think that's his birth name. I think it's Freddie.
Freddie? Well, his dad's Freddie. I don't know if his dad was Freddie like Freddie or not. I don't know what the fuck his dad's real name is.
Now we are in art class. There's that one chick. Ugh, I can't remember her name, but she's always in every 90s movie.
Yeah, she's in, all
of them. And she's like, she was in that one, The Faculty, like, and she always has, like, a lot of eyeliner on. And like a lot of like,
she looks like she could be 33.
Yeah,
maybe.
And she's always playing in high school. But anyway, her and her friend they go up to Lainey, Rachel Lee.
There
Cook,
you go.
And she's
Lainey
like,
Boggs. Let's
Lainey
give her
Boggs.
Let's give her an unattractive last name. Boggs. All right. But how about Boggs? That sounds good. Yeah, there's stuff in Boggs. It's like, you know, Dr. Moss and stuff.
Dr. Poole's daughter.
Yeah.
So they're like, her and her friend are like, yeah, man, you're like, your shit is super dark. And you know, we were in Spain and we were discussing artists who are super dark and that they're only celebrated and appreciated posthumously.
Yeah.
And we were thinking that, you know, might be good for you to kill yourself. And I was like, ma'am.
Like, dead serious, too.
They were so they were on spring break in Spain, these two,
which
apparently
sounds pretty luxurious.
And they're like, hey, we were thinking about your shit and we were like, you should kill yourself. And if I was Rachel Lee Cook, I'd have been like, really? Because I was spending my spring break relaxing in luxury in my pool.
In my lovely pool. That
being unbothered.
Much cleaner than yours.
Wasn't
probably
thinking about you guys at the fuck all. So you guys were in Spain thinking about me.
You guys are in Europe.
You guys are in a whole other country.
You went through customs to talk about me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
that's a scoreboard.
Yeah. Scoreboard. But that was rude.
Take that.
Rude. That was rude. They shouldn't have said that, and they absolutely should have gotten
definitely
a chair, like Ric Flair. Bang!
Yeah, well, they would have got away with it, too, because the other thing in this movie is there are no adults in charge of
the school. Oh, zero adults ever.
This school runs like an unsupervised prison, basically. Yeah, yeah. It's like a prison yard. Anyone does whatever they want to each other.
Usher is in this movie. Usher is the DJ announcements guy. I don't know if he's on staff or is he a student?
It seems like, based on the setup, it looks like they hired a guy just to be like the morning announcement / social DJ guy
and
talk about gossip and shit.
Yeah, he also he updates people throughout the day. Like, if you're like, hey, everybody, it's lunchtime, and just to let you know,
it's gotta be like
things
a,
are heating up in the race for prom queen. It's like,
they
what
hired
the fuck
him.
Is happening?
They had to have hired him. There's no way he's a student. He doesn't have time to
no
run
there.
There's
no way you're walking to sixth period, because that would be pretty awesome, though, but you're walking to sixth period, and you're like,
and then he doesn't participate in the prom either, except for
DJing. He's a DJ, yeah.
So I mean, he's not a student. He's not going to go to the prom. He doesn't
Usher's
even like
not up for prom king.
He doesn't even have like a tux on. Like, I'm here and I'm working. Like, he's just like, I'm the DJ.
I think he's 1099.
I think they hired him in. I think you're right. I think he's independent contractor.
They're like, listen, you have to be invested in these students.
ear to the ground. Really, ear to the ground.
Tips on the tip line. You're investigating. Like, so he's like
gossip.
He's
who's
like
going
TMZ.
Out with who?
Yeah.
I really need to know this.
Sorry to hear about that breakup, Zach. fuck, man? Like, this place sucks.
That's awesome. Yeah. That
it was
great.
Like a weird, like, he narrates what's going on. You know, like, Freddie Prinze Jr. is like, well, there's a framed picture of me in the hallway, but at least no one knows that I just got embarrassed in front of everybody at lunch.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Usher's like, oh, tough break, buddy. And he's like, oh, dang it. You know?
Well, it's almost like the popular students have like their own reality show, their own little fishbowl that everybody else looks in on, including Usher for some reason.
Yeah. So Paul Walker is like, listen, you have to do something to protect your image, because right now you look like just the guy that's been chewed up and spit out by Taylor Vaughn.
Yeah, you look
and you got
punked out pretty
Matthew
good.
Matthew Lillard comes to go pick up Taylor at school, and he's being all weird and gross and whatever. And Freddie Prinze Jr. is very deep in this movie. So he's like having his, hey, Danny Zuko, what'd you do at summer? And he's like, you know, they're about to do their summer loving thing.
Yeah, it's
and
a very
so he's
greasy.
Like, he goes like, because they did spring break. So he's like, yeah, man, like, does it ever like, you know, hit anybody that like, we have 8 weeks left of school until our future.
Until like, our future?
Until the future? The future is now. Like, you know, he's like that. So
Jesus Christ.
He says that he tells Paul Walker and friends that Taylor Vaughn is an illusion. She's a myth. She's just, you know, he's like, take all that stuff away from her and she's just a C student with a push-up bra.
There you go.
We're so deep. And
let's all be deep, everybody.
So he's Freddie Prinze Jr. This is the only time that we see any like confidence, like a prickish confidence, because he has a confidence
from
always.
FPJ?
Yes.
Yeah.
He has a confidence always, but this is the only time that he's like, I can turn anybody
he's
into
cocky,
prom queen in 6 weeks.
Like,
but like the other
times. It's out of character for him.
Yeah, it's weird. He's like
very
mean,
out of character,
but it doesn't make any sense for him to be mean.
Well, because it has to happen for the plot.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's also sort of the like the half protagonist. So you can't like, you know what I'm saying? You can't have him be a dick.
Yeah.
So it's a very weird. It's almost like they need a save the cat moment. And they do the opposite of it with him. It's very, I don't know what the fuck they're doing there. Yeah.
So he's like, you know, they're doing this thing where they're just like talking about people in front of them and like they're walking right past them. And then I don't hear this.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He says about this one girl, short, decent rack, kind of a Chelsea Clinton vibe. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, that's how guys.
And then
talk.
They're making up. Then they made up terminology. Paul Walker says that there's some girl. He's like, what about her? And then he calls that she's picking a wedgie rectal archaeology, which I'm sorry,
you
sir.
You are like, everybody gets a wedgie. But that girl was aggressive. She was like on her tiptoes up to her wrist and her ass pulling her.
That's happened to Paul Walker before.
I get it. But you got to be a little more discreet about it in the middle.
You got to pick your wedgie, you got to pick your wedgie.
But you turn your body a little. You get a little something.
No.
Well, then you know what? Freddie Prinze Jr. is not going to turn you into the prom queen.
I don't
now?
Need to be the prom
is
queen.
Is he now?
I don't need to be the prom queen.
I'm just
queen.
Saying, you try to, you know,
but Rachel Lee
I'm
Cook
picking
wasn't
my ass
picking a
and
wedgie.
Then,
she's
no,
fine.
No, she fell right. down
so
up
she
a step.
She comes up, she falls up the steps, and
perfect.
We have a winner. And he's like, what, Lainey Boggs? No.
Not her.
No way, man.
She's got paint on her and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, because brunettes with glasses cannot be cute. They cannot even be turned cute.
No, they're just ruined.
This
the paint
is,
on them, you can't get that off.
Yeah.
It's over. She's got nothing.
This is where I have problems. They always say that ladies with dark hair, they're never the pretty ones. And then you have to like get to know them. And then you're like, how did I not know how beautiful you are? And it's like, oh.
But that's not true, though. That's
it's
not
true.
How, that's
just
not
because,
how people think.
Just because you like me and I have dark hair doesn't mean that everybody is like
but
that.
But there's a ton
some
of women
people,
who are considered some of the sexiest women in the world who have dark hair.
Not always, though.
But not always blonde
movies,
girls either.
In all these movies, all the blonde gals are the items.
That's a
and
movie.
The objects of affection. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In movie land.
Oh, I'm talking real life.
That's
yeah.
what you have.
Oh, in movie land.
Yeah,
yeah.
In movie land.
Yeah.
You could put a blonde wig on a water heater.
In movie land, they're like, we need somebody who's
look
just,
at her.
We need somebody that we
look
could fix
gams.
Up. Well, first of all, she's got to have dark hair, obviously, because that's, you're right about that. In movies, that's the way it works.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I don't know why that is.
So he walks up to Rachel Lee Cook and he's trying to ask her out and she's just like, and she runs away and she, you know, dad's here, we got to go. So now we are home at Freddie Prinze Jr.'s house, and this house is very strange. Freddie Prinze Jr. looks like he got set up in the den. Like his room is
yeah.
like, this was my office and then we
it really
gave
is.
It to you. His office his room is weird. And there's no
set
like,
up like middle management office.
If
like
he
somewhere.
Was so like popular and all this stuff, like he would have like posters of like Porsche 911s
like
up
little
there,
pictures and shit
like,
of like him with chicks.
Yeah,
you know?
Picture. Well, his girlfriend's the most popular girl, so you know they would be.
Yeah,
he'd
have like magazines. It's 99, so he'd have like magazines strewn about. You know what I mean?
He'd have that Lil' Kim poster.
He'd have Lil' Kim popping her. Yeah, yeah. That's right. He'd have it all.
Okay, so his sister is Anna Paquin.
Yeah, Anna Paquin.
And she's like all goth and she's like, why don't you, cause you know, she's like, oh here, so sorry to hear about your breakup, bro. And so he's like, yeah, I got a girl that I'm trying to work on. It's a project. And she's like, why don't you just try to make an effort other than
it's
thinking
project.
That you're God's gift to earth. And
this
he's
is why
like,
it's like,
oh yeah.
This, by the way, this is why it's like Grease. This is the equivalent to Kanicki's car.
Yes.
That's what this is. That's she is Kaneki's car to him. Yeah. He's Danny Zuko, and he's like, no, 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 take it and check it out. This thing could be
and
fucking...
And prom is Thunder Road.
Prom is Thunder Road. This thing, no, no, you look at it, could be, you know, and then he jumps on it and hurts his taint. Hydromatic.
And Taylor
and
is Rizzo.
Yeah, Taylor's 100% Rizzo. Yeah, she's... Yeah, yeah I'm surprised she didn't sing the Rizzo song. That would have been the only thing that would have made her
That's
more Rizzo.
The worst thing
So that does make Gabrielle Union... What's her name?
Marty Maraschino.
There you go. Her. Is that her, I think? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. She's the, like, the, yeah. There you go.
Yes.
The one with this third amount.
She's not Frenchie.
No, she's not Frenchie.
Anna Paquin's Frenchie.
Yeah, because she's the makeup and the cosmetologist.
So she's
Frenchie. Yeah, she's Frenchie. And Gabrielle Union is like, you know, statuesque.
So is
like,
Paul Walker Kaneki?
I think, yeah, Paul Walker's Kaneki, absolutely.
Okay.
But he's like he's a shady Kaneki. That's how it works. He's got a shade of Kanik.
And, okay, yeah. No.
You this got a Zuko Kaneki. It's all teen movies
are. We don't
know
what Paul Walker's home life was like either, but it seemed to be dark. He's damaged.
All the teen high school movies are set up in the Grease structure.
Yes.
That's the problem. They set up the structure for these teen movies.
So Freddie Prinze Jr.'s dad is asking, like, hey, where's all of your, it's the husband from Drop Dead Fred. He's that prick in Drop Dead
Fred. He's in everything.
Yeah,
this
he's
guy.
In like everything. But anyway, so he's like, where's your acceptance letter from all these colleges? Like you applied.
Where is it?
So this movie has this weird undertone of like, we just don't. So Freddie Prinze Jr., of course, is popular. He's, you know, he's wealthy. He's gifted.
Yeah.
He's gifted.
His only problem is too many colleges want him.
His only problem is that his dad wants him to go to Dartmouth.
But not that pushily. Not like,
but
you're
and his dad's not
I'll
like,
pay for Dartmouth or else you're going to get student loans or anything.
He brings up Dartmouth, but he's not like, because you have to go to Dartmouth.
He's like, I mean, you know, if all
like,
else is, if everything else is even, I mean, hey, Dartmouth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But otherwise, just pick a college and I'll pay for it. Whatever, hundreds of thousands of dollars for
asking,
your Ivy League education.
But like, you applied for these colleges.
Yes,
you wrote a letter. So like,
he wrote an essay.
It's good that your dad's like, where is your acceptance letter?
That's the other thing. His dad is not like, my dad doesn't give a shit about me and he's never there. His dad's interested in him.
And
his dad cares about him.
I want to go to college, but my dad wants me to take over his business. Like,
no, yeah.
Nothing like that.
I've been working my ass off, but he wants me to, the concrete smoothing business. He said the concrete's not going to smooth itself, son. And I don't want to do that. I'm interested in fucking finance. not what happens at all. He's like, do whatever you want and I'll pay for it and whatever.
It
and he's like, my dad just wants me to like fucking go to college and not waste my skills.
My dad wants me to have a good life.
Yeah. He's just trying to like help me, you know, like to have a leg up
supportive.
In the world. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, and so
everybody would wish their parents would be that.
Yeah, and then he goes into his room.
And
he goes into his room and he gets this welcome packet. He's been like hiding it. He got accepted into Yale.
Everything.
Into Dartmouth.
Everywhere.
He got accepted into all these Ivy League schools and he's like, ugh.
Yeah, he's fucking
kids.
Just Ivy
around
League schools
the world
want
that
me.
Would love to just be accepted to like ASU.
Yeah, and he's like, fucking Yale again.
He's like, oh, I have to pick which Ivy League school my parents are going to pay
Christ.
For it comfortably.
Clogging up my mailbox with this crap. Like, he's really...
My dad wants me to go to Dartmouth, and good thing I got accepted into Dartmouth.
My life's just so easy, and I'm just like, it's annoying. You know,
it's like, not like he didn't get into Dartmouth or he didn't apply. Like, I was
there's
thinking...
There's no beef with him and his dad.
I was thinking that this folder was going to have, like, all of his unsubmitted applications. Like, I'm not even going to go to college, man. I just want to go to community college for a while. Like,
or
he's
he'd
like,
get actually into art, and he's like, I just want to be an artist.
All he does is he just, like, pulls up all these acceptance letters. Congrats. You want a scholarship too?
Yeah. There's no angst for this guy whatsoever.
It's like, damn it. Damn it, I'm plagued with being beautiful and perfect.
Damn it, my athleticism, my social abilities.
I'm a jock and I'm also intellectual. I'm so smart.
Damn it.
And handsome. I'm the full package.
If only the women loved me less. If only I wasn't
it's
so
just
damn
not
handsome.
Compared to the rest of them, you know? God damn it. I'm getting to all of them. Okay,
what a tough life he leads at
Freddie
Prinze
Jr. We're walking with all the gals. We've got Gabrielle Union, Lil' Kim, and the other one. and Taylor Vaughn, and Taylor's talking about that she's prom queen legacy. Okay, Taylor Vaughn's a mess.
She's a disaster. She's
ever
a
since
disaster.
She made the wrong decision and broke up with Freddie Prinze Jr., her life has just gone downhill she's smoking at graduation.
Oh, right in the back. She's like she's a bad pill addiction and two botched plastic surgeries away from just a fucking weird life, man, because that's going to happen.
She's
going to
be drinking boxed wine.
Oh, big time. Complaining.
In a year.
Hitting her dad up for money all the time.
Yeah. So Rachel Lee Cook works at a fast food, like, falafel, a Greek food place.
Yeah, they give her the dumpiest
outfit. Yeah, she's got to wear, like, a pita on her head.
A smock and a shitty-looking gyro on her head.
She's always wearing a smock.
Always. She's a smock,
smock
kind of gal. Yeah.
So Freddie Prinze Jr. just shows up at her work, and she's in the middle of taking a man's order, and he's just like, Lainey!
Yeah, Lainey!
And she's like, hi, you know, just to let you know, stalking is illegal in all 50 states, which, by the way, this man who's ordering is probably like, what?
Mind you, he's the only customer ordering. So if Freddie Prinze Jr. would have waited maybe 15 seconds, it would have been wide open to talk.
So he's
instead, no.
And it's not like it's going to be like a half hour.
Yeah,
he's
ordering.
Probably a minute, right? So he's like, Lainey, I was hoping that I could talk to you for a second. Yeah. She's like, can you give me a minute? No. Well, finish taking my order.
Yeah.
What if I'm on time constrictions here?
There you go. What if I'm on my lunch break?
Yeah.
Maybe I have a very strict boss that won't let me punch in late. And then also, what is he?
I don't have anywhere to be. I'm on my way to go pick up my kids. Fuck you. I want to order my falafel balls.
And then Freddie Prinze there. How about this? Go order something that's, I don't know, some shit stuffed in a pita with tzatziki on it and fucking get it and, you know.
Yeah, why?
Talk to her then.
He's like, he doesn't just sit there and wait.
No.
He's like, I need to talk to you right now.
Right
now. The audacity of you, Freddie. And
well,
he's
a little cocky.
And then... You don't order anything?
Well, I'm FPJ. I don't have to order something. They usually just give me food when I go places.
Why doesn't he just, like, if he wants to talk to her, she has to tell you about the menu items.
That's what I'm saying. You could talk to her,
like,
in between ordering your shit.
Yeah, you have, like, French fries? What's that? You know, blah, blah, blah. And then you have to ask her questions about stuff. Anyway, and again, you made a good point. There's only one customer, and he's making one order. It's
wait
not like
10
he's,
seconds.
Like, getting Subway for the whole office.
Yeah, wait 10 seconds.
Just, yeah.
10 seconds. She's
patience.
All yours. She's all yours, Prinze.
Patience.
Yeah.
So her friend is at work, just like at the falafel gyro bar, and eating the, he's like wearing his overalls and he's eating food and he's got his flannel. So he's like, Freddie Prinze Jr. is like, I want to ask you about art, because he looks down, he sees paint all over her shoes, and she's like, okay, well, you're not in my art class, so.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm interested in, I want
to
get into
art. Anna Paquin told him to
pay attention to stuff that she likes.
Well, yeah, figure out what she's interested in and do that.
So he's like, oh, I'll go find her at work, and then
I'll harass her at work.
Get her possibly fired because I'm just interrupting her.
And it didn't look like
order.
It didn't look like management was too on top of
things.
Well,
no, there's
no
adults in this.
No,
movie.
No, no. Her
no, there's
father.
There's no authority figures.
There's like two dads. And, like, is anyone's mom even, like, have more than a line or two in this? I don't think so. It's just, like, a couple of dads.
Yeah.
And that's it. And they both have, like, little speeches. And then otherwise they grunt and look at you, sort of.
They do both have speeches.
No teachers. Yeah, they both have they both have speeches that put everything into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that. They do
dad
have that.
Dad wisdom. Yeah.
They do
happy
give dad
Father's
wisdom.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Yeah, that's why we did this movie, because of these lines of dad wisdom. Sure,
okay.
That's why we did
so.
It. Something like
Freddie
that.
Prinze Jr. goes to this. He kind of invites himself to this show, art show that she's going to be doing. So the friend gives Freddie Prinze Jr. the ticket because
Philip Seymour Hoffman Jr.
Philip Seymour Hoffman Jr. is like, here, you can have my ticket. And then he's like, you'd be a fool to not go out with him. Like, you should find out what he wants.
That's the friend is like, I thought the friend was gay the whole time because the friend keeps making comments of how handsome Freddie Prinze Jr., that the hottest guy in school wants to go out with you and you're not going to go. And I'm like, oh man, okay. But then later on, he's all batshit over Anna Paquin. And I'm like, what's going on here? Who is this guy? Maybe he's bi. I don't know.
She tells him to.
Very progressive character in 1999. I just don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what they were going for. Yeah.
Freddie Prinze Jr. goes to the show at this place called Jester's. And it's this art show.
Yeah.
It's a performance.
It's like where Pegger goes on Mad Men.
Yeah, like it's got like slam poetry and it's
it's like TV screens playing in the background, weird shit on it.
Projector and
like
and
performance
this
art.
This guy jumps out in his tidy whities.
Yeah.
And there's like, people. And then Rachel Lee Cook goes out and she's got her face painted and she says, "Be silent, be still, be silent, be still."
That's over.
And then the man in the underwear was like, is there a guy named Zach Siler in the audience?
A budding artist or
so
some shit.
They call him up. And so like Rachel Lee Cook's like, she goes, "Oh, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to." Like, you know,
yeah.
So he gets up and he goes up there.
And it's an open mic now.
And then he's just like, "Hi, everybody." And then he just does like, hacky sack?
He
does like performance hacky sack?
He like he can't let it drop. He tries to like, you know, equate it to some shit life or whatever the fuck
he's doing performance hacky sack. He's basically narrating like how you do hacky sack. So he's like, you do this hacky sack. Like he does that and then you can't let it drop. And he's basically projecting the standards that he feels that his father is putting onto him.
Yeah.
This is the first layer.
Yeah, yeah.
We're peeling
back
the Prinz onion.
But they call him up there like he never said what he just said
and
he's interested in art. He could have been interested in sculpture. And she's like, go up there. What am I supposed to do? Do I have clay? Not everyone is ready to do 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You don't just call people up because they're interested in art and all of a sudden they're doing 5 minutes.
Like he went up there and they didn't say like you had to come up and do something. They just said, hey, is this guy named Zach here?
And they put a spotlight
like,
on him.
And then he grabs his hacky sack and he like puts it on his hand. And I know what I'll do. I'll just do this because it just comes naturally to him. He cannot help how gifted he is.
This is
James.
The thing. Even in art, the man's gifted. He doesn't even need.
So.
Wow.
He says so profound. Sooner or later, it has to drop because he.
Sooner or later.
They put like a heartbeat on him and they put this like, you know, psychedelic shit behind him. And
yeah,
he's like.
Yeah.
You know, hack-e-sack, with his...
It's very beatnicky in there.
Yeah, yeah,
there's
it's
like,
very beatnicky.
It's beatnicky, like, there's, like, dudes with, like, black turtlenecks on.
Yeah.
It's, like, that sort of thing.
This is... And then this random audience member is like, oh, this is Mitch. He's brilliant.
He's
like,
brilliant.
Just to Freddie Prinze Jr.
He's a dude who looks
polo.
Like... Yeah, guy who looks like Sacha Baron Cohen in his underwear.
He's
very brilliant.
The pizza is a 50% off.
If it was Sacha Baron Cohen, though, that guy would have been funny. That's the difference.
Yeah.
He would have been great.
So he meets up with Rachel Lee Cook, who's able to get the makeup off of her face flawlessly in a short amount of time, because there's no way that stuff would... You'd have to be there for like 3 hours.
Not her.
Okay. So
she's
he's
got,
like how,
solvent, probably.
How bad did I suck? She's like, you were fine. It was actually pretty good. It was very deep. I loved performance hacky sack.
Yeah.
You're
then awesome.
He says to her, "Do you always wear those glasses?" "Yes, because I need to see."
"Well, only when I want to see."
"Yeah.
You know, at night, I take them off when I sleep usually."
"Yeah."
"Don't need to see as much then." "Otherwise, pretty much in the shower, they're not good, but otherwise, yeah, they work for the most part."
If I need to see, I'm wearing my glasses. So
yeah,
yes, I don't always wear them,
you know,
but
very rare occasions.
Anyway, have you ever thought about contacts? No. Yes, I've
them,
obviously thought about
she
contacts.
She said she has them.
Yeah, she's like, I have them, but I don't like to touch my eyeballs and like whatever.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, of course, I've thought about it because everybody makes fun of me for having glasses, even though I shouldn't be made fun of for wearing glasses because I need to see.
Yeah, obviously, that's a pretty... I don't care, especially at 18
what
years
I'm
old. She's
is,
not in the third grade.
Yeah,
you know,
kids
she's,
are the fucking worst because they're like, oh, four eyes. And you're
but
like,
it's,
all right.
At 17, no one's calling anybody four eyes. You know what I mean? Half the kids have glasses by then. No one's.
Yeah, we're all on board. Anyway, so he says, have you ever thought about contacts? Because your eyes are so beautiful.
Your eyes are beautiful.
He's coming in hot, though, and I don't think that he
I'm
should
lost
come
in, your
in
eyes,
hot.
Rachel Lee Cook.
Yeah, well, you just did performance hacky sack. You stalked me at work. I'm still trying to figure out what your problem is. Like,
yeah, what's your deal, hack boy?
At the falafel place, she says, listen, I'm not smart. I can't do your homework. Like,
and he's like, I'm number four in the class.
I'm number four in the class.
So,
don't worry, honey. It's a favor to you that I'm speaking to you. Like, are you kidding?
Listen, sweetheart.
Look at me.
Yeah. FPJ, reporting for business here.
So Taylor Vaughn, it cuts to Taylor Vaughn and Matthew Lillard. They're making out and he wants to watch himself on The Real World.
Yeah, where he's like farting and people are complaining that he's smelling it. And he's Puck is what
they
made
him. Puck.
That's exactly what he is.
And Puck would enjoy watching himself probably.
I'm sure he would. would, because he's like, look at me, man. This is when I fucking make fun of the guy with AIDS and say, I hope he dies. And then he dies a month later. Isn't it cool? That's what he would say.
Yeah. He's an asshole. The worst?
Yeah. Aren't I the worst and the best? High five. I don't have to work at the job anymore. That's what it is.
Freddie Prinze Jr. Just goes and talks to Kevin Pollak at their home. He just like shows up. So she's like, she's like, okay, don't come over here and tell me that my eyes are beautiful. Like, this is a weird, like, fucking thing that's going on.
Yeah, she's not happy with him.
She's not happy with him trying to hit on her. And then, so Freddie Prinze Jr. is like, what's going on with her? I'm going to go to her home.
He's talking pool stuff in the driveway. Yeah. He's high-fiving the brother.
Kevin Pollak is like, well, I do a lot of pool stuff for the university. Hello, that's a good client.
That's a hell of a client.
That means that you are on contract with them.
He does fine for himself. Yeah. He does well.
And he's like, oh, I pulled out a jock strap at the university, and Freddie Prinze Jr. is looking at him like he's nuts. Like he's like, oh, look, I have a treasure. I'm going to wash it and reuse it. Like, he just said, look what I found. Like, look, he wasn't like, oh, I'm going to wear it, or like, I'm going to frame it and put it out front.
Like, I feel like he was joking around, breaking balls with them, I thought,
and
generally.
Then the Culkin kid, Simon, the brother, wants to, he's like, hey, Zach, do you want to play Sega?
Yeah, then he's like, Sega.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll play Sega. So he's like, maybe a little bit later. And then he goes up and he sees Rachel Lee Cook. And he's like, what's up? You want to go to the beach? And she goes, no, that's okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
And
remember I said I don't like you?
Freddie Prinze Jr. is like, no, I don't take no for an answer because I'm wonderful. He's like, well, I did promise Simon that
Sega,
I would play
then.
Sega.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm gonna be playing Sega for like, a lot.
Or maybe
like
I'll just, find out more pool stuff from your dad. Either way, like, I'm going to be here all day. So we're
going to the beach. So she's like, okay, I'll go get my bathing suit. And then he just doesn't play Sega with Simon.
Yeah, that poor Simon was used as a pawn in Freddie Prinze's plan. That's really the dark part of FPJ right here, is he uses this kid's emotions as a pawn. This kid's in there. He's blowing out the cartridge and putting it in and getting the extra controller plugged in already for him, getting Madden queued up.
He's getting him his own Skippy jar to dunk his fingers in.
And instead, and by the way, 99, it's more PlayStation by 99 anyway. They're behind on, that's an old, by 99, my Sega was in a closet somewhere. That's PlayStation.
Well, this kid's a dork too. He's still playing Sega.
Nah, you had to have a, by 99, it's not 97
when it came out.
By 99,
like,
it was omnipresent
they
PlayStation.
They wouldn't have one because it's Lainey and Simon Boggs.
They're
the dorks.
Poor.
I know, but they're the dorks. So
you don't
have
to be popular to get a PlayStation.
I know. don't have one.
Oh,
everybody feels bad for them. Anyway.
Maybe that's why they feel bad for him.
So
everything would change.
She goes
the PlayStation.
To go to the beach, and I, Freddie Prinze Jr., I'm a little bit mad at you that you didn't play Sega at
I'm
all.
Pissed.
There was no scene of him playing Sega, like making it up
Never.
To him, and then Macaulay Culkin's
high-fiving.
Brother showing him
Nothing.
How he just like makes a weird PB&J with his fingers.
Makes a weird, that weird finger PB&J is nasty.
He's just fingering the peanut butter
and
jelly jar.
Then he fingers the jelly and he just puts it in his mouth like he's. It's nasty.
Yeah.
It's pretty nasty.
And then he's got a post-it that says, this is mine. And I was like, why do we just stop that behavior? Be like, hey, put it on bread like a normal person, or get a spoon.
Because he's a teenage boy.
You
just go, he's disgusting.
Jar.
So that's what teenage boys are. He's going to be disgusting for a few years. And then
resist the urge to be disgusting.
We'll hose him off and push him out into the world. That's what you do with.
So
it's disgusting.
They go to the beach. They're walking around on the beach. There's this like a specific place that Freddie Prinze Jr. takes his ladies, apparently.
Yeah.
So he's like, why don't you look like you're having a nice time? And she's like, well, do you know how many gallons of like poison is dumped into the ocean per year? And, great. Like this is
kind of the last of her anything like that she says.
Mm-hmm.
Once she starts playing volleyball, she doesn't care anymore.
Then she's not angsty anymore.
No.
So Paul Walker shows up. They have like umbrellas and they have all this stuff. And he's like, hey, so we heard that you guys would be at the beach. So we just figured that we'd, blow up your spot.
What's up? So they just set up shop. They got all sorts of beach equipment.
And it seems like he's doing it to, be a little bit twatish.
He's nudging him. He's
but
nudging.
Then, so Freddie Prinze Jr. is like, well, we're going to have to hang out with them eventually. And he's, gritting his teeth about the whole thing. And then Paul Walker's like, hey, we just came to blow up your spot to like prove that you like hanging out with Rachel Lee Cook? Or like, what was his goal?
It seemed like he was trying to be twatty, but then every single person was super nice to her.
Yeah.
They were super,
all the friends were great.
They were
Gabrielle
super
Union,
nice.
Lil Kim, and the other one, they were like, hey,
the other one was a little twatty about the name, but she was like, no offense. At least she said that. She wasn't like, take that, bitch, you know? So there's something there. She takes off her, she's got like an 80s ladies wrestler one piece that Rachel Lee Cook wears.
Yeah. And they're like, she's like reading her art books on the beach, and then the other ones are reading magazines, and they're like all tanning and they're relaxing. They're having like a 40-year-old, like, you know, mom vacation.
They really
like,
are.
Like, they're like, my parents are watching the kids. I'm going to the beach I will sit and I will be only soaking up sun and doing what I want to do.
Me and the ladies are going to Myrtle Beach this weekend. We're not taking no for an answer,
and,
period.
Because you can't tell me, like a high school girl, if a boy came up to me and was like, do you want to play volleyball? I'd be like, kick your ass. Like, I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'll play volleyball. Yeah. But they're like, don't bother me. We tan, we read.
Yeah.
You guys, you're the boys. You guys can go be stinky and play volleyball. Like,
yeah,
you
but
guys,
then Gabrielle Union and, and...
Well, they end up going to go play
RLC
because...
RLC end up going.
Rachel Lee Cook is offended that the one girl says that she runs like a girl in gym class.
Yeah.
And she's like, nah, fuck you, I'll do it. And they're terrible at volleyball, the girls.
Everybody's pretty terrible at it.
Terrible. Not Freddie Prinze Jr.
Well, I mean, he's good at everything. Don't you understand?
I would not be having this much
fun. Everybody can fly a plane.
Gabrielle Union, like, hits Paul Walker. Or, like, you know, she's like, mine, mine, mine. And she, like, jumps and they trip over each other. And, then they fall and they're laughing. And I looked at James and I was like, I would not be having this much fun.
No, you'd be yelling at people.
I said mine. Why am I tripping over you?
What is your fucking problem?
You stand over there, Paul.
No, come on.
Damn it.
Yeah, you would ruin the game. A lot of fun.
That's your quadrant.
Yeah.
This is my quadrant.
Hey, none of us are good at this. We're just fucking around, all right? We're just teens trying
to
make
fun.
Inadvertent body contact with each other.
This is supposed to be fun. Well, do you think losing is fun?
We're hoping a tit falls out. That's what I'm here for. I don't care who wins.
I would ruin it. Everybody would be like, don't let her play ever again. Okay. So everybody is being invited over to Preston's house for the high school house party. Well, there will be so much booze there.
His dad owns Harrison Ford.
So Freddie Prinze Jr. So Rachel Lee Cook is like, no, I can't go.
Yeah.
And
she forces
Paul Walker says, like, listen, if you show up with her, Taylor is going to flip.
Yeah.
She's going to blow a gasket.
She's going to trip on you.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad.
Which is dumb because she's going out with Matthew Lillard. So what does she care? Okay. So anyway, Freddie Prinze Jr. shows up at Kevin Pollak's house and he just has, so she says, I'm so sorry, I have to clean. So he shows up at the house. Kevin Pollak is in his underwear playing, watching Jeopardy and just, you know, I don't even, cleaning
out. He's doing
filter.
Pool things. Yeah. He's doing like pool paperwork or customer invoices. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Simon.
Giving wrong answers to Jeopardy.
Simon is fingering the Skippy jar.
This is the infamous Skippy finger.
And then
he
Freddie
fingers
Prince...
Peter Pan real good on this one. It's bad.
Ew.
So
Freddie
hard
Prinze
Tinkerbell
Jr.
felt
just
it.
Shows up with the JV soccer team to clean the house.
Like five kids.
There's like five kids. Okay.
Buckets
and then
and shit
he's
in hand.
Like, you're coming to this party with me.
Mm.
And she's like, no, I don't even have anything to wear. Like, you know, whatever. He pulls up, a silk dress.
Yeah.
And then also he brings out his sister, Anna Paquin, who's going to do hair and makeup.
Yeah. She's got not only hair and makeup, she's going to give her like a whole haircut.
Oh, haircut. Yeah. She's going to give her a style. A new
ladies,
style.
I've never seen a haircut take that short of a time for you for some reason.
It was dark out by the time that they were leaving.
Still, was he down there for 3 hours while she styled her hair and did this whole haircut thing? It takes a long time to cut that much hair.
It was light out when they went to go.
Okay.
And then it was dark out by the time that they left
for
the party.
So what was he doing down there?
I don't know. Probably playing Sega, but I didn't see any of it.
See, show us some Sega.
So we got a haircut. Oh, so Rachel Lee Cook is coming down the stairs, that infamous scene of, you know, Sixpence None the Richer coming down
whole...
to kiss me. We got a haircut. We got a bob. We got no glasses. We've plucked our brows. We're hot now.
Yeah, now all of a sudden she's just, oh my goodness.
Yeah, and she's got this dress on and she's wearing heels. She doesn't really wear heels ever. I mean, she only trips down the stairs, but then she doesn't like walk. No, I'm sorry. If you never wore heels before and all of a sudden you're wearing those platform ones now.
Big ones.
You're walking like Bambi.
Oh, it's, you're going to look.
You're walking like a newborn deer.
You're going to look ridiculous in them. Yeah, you're going to look terrible no matter what. Yeah, so, you need heel experience. It takes practice, I would think, to walk.
Start
in heels.
Me off with a wedge. Start me off with like a lower, like a little kitten heel.
Yeah,
fine. But if you're gonna get me in those things, I'm standing in the corner of that party, and I'm not moving, and I'm just gonna stand there. Just
prop me up somewhere.
Yeah, close to the bathroom.
Yeah, lean me up against a pillar.
Close right to the bathroom and close to the snacks. Well, so anyway,
or don't put the snacks next to the bathroom. Well, I bring my own snacks,
so it's fine. Taylor and Matthew Lillard are at the party. Taylor is wasted and just washed up. Everybody's like, oh, didn't expect to see you here because we had a beach day with Rachel Lee Cook. Now Taylor Vaughn is old news. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we just saw her yesterday, but they're like, what are you doing
here? You're banging a scumbag reality star. Who cares?
The awful girl from art class is at the party. She's puking and Rachel Lee Cook is looking great. And the girl in the bathroom's like, hey, splatter girl? She's like, yeah. So anyway, so she says, how does it feel? I'm a rich ghoul. I'm a rich ghoul? I'm a rich girl who got into the first choice that I wanted for art school.
Scholarship. Not only got
in. She got a scholarship. Boom. And she goes, and you're cleaning up my puke. So
she passes out.
She passes out. She drops her plastic 90s purse and it has like art and makeup and stuff in it, like paint and makeup and stuff in it. So Rachel Lee Cook decides like, I'm going to paint your face.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not putting up with this abuse. You told me to kill myself. So now I'm going to paint you like a clown.
Gives
bitch.
Her clown makeup.
So she gives her the clown business. And Matthew Lillard does this really embarrassing dance to Rick James's Give It To Me, Baby in embarrassing fashion all over.
Everyone at the party's like, oh, boy. Yeah, they don't like him anymore.
And then Taylor Vaughn just randomly assaults Rachel Lee Cook. And she's like, what are you doing here? Meanwhile, when she was going down the stairs, she was fucking wasted. She couldn't even keep her eyes open.
Now
all of a sudden she's like alert and she knows that Rachel Lee Cook is here.
Oh, forget it. She's all like, listen, you fucking skank.
So she's like, I'm sorry. What are you doing here? I was invited. Isn't your dad my pool man? And it's like, yeah.
And
so she spills her drink down her dress.
I'm going to have him pee in it next time.
I don't know. Pow. Yeah, exactly.
Leave a big floater in there. What do you think of that?
And I'm upset because arguably,
a person
telling you, I think you should kill yourself is much worse than like whatever the popular girl, like, isn't your dad, doesn't he do like my pool? Like, who cares, right?
Okay, I know you're rich.
So
great,
if I'm Rachel
deal.
Lee Cook, I'd be like, listen, lady, I already painted a gal like a clown. Today, okay?
Yeah.
You're all washed up. Look at ya. One of us looks great in this color red, and the other one looks like a red leather bag with an infected tattoo.
That's right.
In ya.
Take that, infected tattoo lady.
Yeah.
Boom.
In
Go fuck
face.
Puck a little.
Yeah. So I don't know why she just like ran out of the party crying because she was just empowered and painted that other girl's face.
Well, then she
like
spilled a drink down her dress too.
Yeah, but I mean, like, why could she's like, thanks. This is why I avoid parties like this. And it's like that other girl was so much meaner to you, and you fucking painted her face like a clown. So you should just fucking, decorate the inside of Taylor Vaughn's brain zingers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say with a bullet. I was going to say, I was like, whoa, that's dark, man. I was just thinking the whole time she's sitting there, I don't think Taylor Vaughn at all would have expected a swift kick to the twat.
That's
she would
what
have
I
never
mean.
Expected that.
You're never expecting it.
I mean, just up, well, pow, right with the shin right up into it. I feel like she would have dropped her.
Yeah.
And then she could have talked shit over her downed body. That would have been the best thing to
talk
do.
Shit, get hit,
and
Taylor.
Then go back to the party.
Yeah.
Be like, you want more?
Want some? Want some? Get some!
That's right.
Yeah. That's what we say all the time, James and I. You want some? Get some.
Want some? Get some, motherfucker.
Okay. She runs out of the party crying. Freddie Prinze Jr. chases her out, of course, and he's like, listen, don't listen to her. She sucks.
Don't listen to her. It's
we had fun today.
Be okay. Your
we had fun today.
Beautiful.
We went to the beach. You got along with my friends. It wasn't even awful. I wasn't even embarrassed having you here.
You're not even a drag on the ticket, man.
Yeah, you're doing fine.
You're doing great.
So, we're back to school.
Yeah.
nobody. By the way, who's going to clean up at that? Because that guy, Preston, knew nobody. They're like, who are these people? Yeah, he goes, and he's like, I have no idea.
Yeah, they're just looting my mansion. It's not a big
deal.
They're
looting my mansion.
A bunch of strangers I invited. Adults,
by
the way.
Who's going to clean that up? Is it the JV soccer team?
Probably.
They just clean up everybody's house?
I think that's what it's like, their JV soccer team / cleaning service. I feel like they started years ago.
So we're back to school. Nobody has a hangover. Nothing really happened, really. Just, you know, Rachel Lee Cook got some vengeance, and then she wimped out a little bit by Taylor Vaughn.
That's it.
Yeah. So they go back to school.
This is now,
and
it's a prom queen.
Usher says that the Falafel Fairy has been nominated for prom queen.
Shit.
He has updated us. In the gossip universe, here we go. Hello, sports fans.
And only about those two.
The Falafel Fairy is ready to go.
That's it. Only about those two. Hey, guess what? It's going to be a head-on-head matchup.
And
for...
And also, she has a job. She is able to go to school, maintain decent grades, have a job, and help support her family.
Make breakfast
helping,
for her
Yeah, she's
brother.
Helping her dad out.
Yeah. She's good shit. Meanwhile,
her mother passed away. What the fuck are you nerds doing?
Taylor Vaughn's going to develop a meth problem when she gains an extra 10 pounds that she That's thinks true. Is bad. So she'll be like, I need to stop it. Does anyone know how to lose 10 pounds quick?
And Rachel Lee you know, Cook meth. Has been nominated for prom queen. Gabrielle Union and Lil Kim and the other one, they are all being paged by Taylor Vaughn because she got dumped. Matthew Lillard dumped her.
Yeah.
They're seeing Lainey for prom queen signs everywhere. And she's like, did I miss something?
What happened?
Soccer practice for Freddie Prinze Jr. It didn't seem like he was focused. So in the locker room, Paul Walker is like, maybe you're just hurting for sex, man, and being disgusting. So Freddie Prinze Jr. is like, no. And he's, you know, being all defensive and weird. And then Paul Walker's like, well, if you're not gonna, I might.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Freddie Prinze Jr. is like mad at him for insinuating that he would want to have sex with Rachel Lee Cook. Which
yeah, I don't
like,
understand what the difference is.
That's what the goal was, to turn her into prom queen. So you succeeded. You made her more attractive to you. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I don't
like
know
you've
what,
become
yeah.
attracted to her, which is what you wanted. You wanted
and
her
no,
to be attractive.
And no one's like making
which
fun
she already
of
her. Was.
Here's the thing. No one's like making fun of him for being attracted to her.
Yeah,
he shows up with her and everyone's like, oh yeah, damn, Lainey's looking good. And that's it. That's nobody's like, what the fuck is you doing? What are you doing with her, dude?
Yeah.
Nobody says that. That's what I don't understand. There's no negative to this. It's just fine. Everybody's supportive of it. They're like, yeah, she's pretty hot. Cool, bro. High five.
Like,
let's go.
Want
to play volleyball? That's it.
They said they're like, oh, yuck, at first. And then after that, they're like, everybody's like, dang, okay. Like,
as soon as she showed off her fabulous moolah bathing suit, everybody was like, as she popped out the Wendy Richter, everybody was like,
Paul
oh,
Walker
damn.
Was like, dang, look at the bonbons on her.
Yeah,
like,
she's looking
like,
good from up here. And that was that. And then everyone was like, yeah, she's hot.
In a one-piece suit. They weren't like, hey, check it out. The Golden Girls are here.
Check
like,
out B. Arthur down there.
Yeah,
nobody said that.
They were like,
yeah.
Check out the fondants. Ooh,
hey.
Yeah, that's what Kinnicky said.
Yeah, exactly.
The fondants on the new girl at
there
school.
You go.
Yeah,
see?
So, yeah.
Perfect.
Anyway.
She's trying to fit in with the pink ladies now.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it goes.
There is a whole, like, PR coordinated effort to get Lainey to be prom queen. So, like,
whoa. Philip Seymour Hoffman Jr.
Philip Seymour Hoffman Jr., he's like, okay, great. Hygiene club. Okay, go left. Okay. Oh, oppressed prisoners club. Go
yeah, they
left.
Had all these weird clubs.
That was
a
weird club, but they were all like, oh, blah, 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 so and so club for Lainey.
Yeah, they all had signs and big things.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost like she was running for actual president and was like, okay, I need the union. I need the police forces behind me. I'm trying to get an endorsement from the, you know, the editorial page of this.
Yeah.
Like, it was very much like, it's prom queen. There's no qualifications.
It was a real PR effort. Like, a lot of, so obviously, what we can tell is this high school is hungry for fresh meat on prom.
They are. Well, it's been all Taylor. It's been a Taylor Vaughn dominated social network. And
we're tired of career prom queens.
That's what it is. We're tired of career prom queens. We want somebody fresh, a new face.
We want a new face on the ticket.
Some new ideas for prom queen.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Some, you know, something like that.
A new look, a new something. We're looking for a new start.
Maybe we're looking for a one piece kind of gal now. We don't know. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So now we are in the basement of Rachel Lee Cook in her house, and she's like, nobody's allowed down here. Here comes Freddie Prinze Jr. because he doesn't have to respect boundaries.
Fuck no.
He can interrupt you at work, take you away from everything at work.
By the way, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I know a lot of gals like the One Piece. Not fucking talking shit about the One Piece. Just saying the other girls were in like tiny bikinis and they made that a contrast on purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
She has a black One Piece on to be like, I'm not into this shit. That's
because I would wear the black One Piece and James wouldn't give two shits about it because he would think that I looked great.
Yeah, fuck yeah. No, I just mean, they tried to definitely like differentiate her with the other ladies is what I was getting
at. Which is dumb.
Yeah, like well, look at fucking Mula over
here.
Because
she has a hot bod too.
Yeah, that's the other thing. She's fine.
She looks great in that red dress. Yeah. Unbelievable in that bathing suit.
Even
and like,
on the stage. Doing performance art, she had like a tight thing, and it was like, all right, she doesn't, you know, because before that, she's got a smock on. She literally looks like if you would have said, oh, that's a 10-year-old boy, I'd go, oh, okay, yeah, I'm glad he pulled his hair back so he doesn't get pain in it, you know, that's you wouldn't know.
So, Freddie Prinze Jr. is like, wow, these paintings are really great. Is that your mom? Yes, she was an artist, and then he's like, yeah, she was beautiful, and she goes, yeah, well, not everything is hereditary. Like, nobody said that you weren't beautiful. You look great. Like,
yeah,
you're awesome.
And she's a real ray of sunshine, this one.
She's also been nominated for prom queen, so she doesn't have a little bit of self-esteem. Like, when you get a haircut and, like, it looks good on you, you're like, dang, I look good couple of weeks.
Yeah, she knew people were checking her out at the beach. She's got a little something. She knows she's something to somebody.
She knows that she's something to somebody.
That's right.
But it's fine.
She's got going on.
He asks, how did she die? We learn that mom died of cancer. And she says that she doesn't even remember crying. She just remembers that her life was never going to be the same. Then she starts being rude and mean to Freddie Prinze Jr. about like, what's your problem? You're not even, why are you still undecided for college?
Yeah.
I went to the guidance counselor's office yesterday and it still says next to your name, undecided. How about you fucking mind your business?
Yeah. What do
if
you
I want to eat a Twinkie light, if I want to decide where I'm going to go to
college. She is pretty bossy.
Yeah. Leave me the fuck alone, Rachel.
She's pretty goddamn bossy, this Rachel Lee Cook.
She's mad. Well, I mean, I also understand because she's like, listen, you could go anywhere.
Yeah, I'd
so,
love
like,
to have
what's
that
your
opportunity.
Fucking problem?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Somebody needed to yell at him. Hey, stupid.
So I was going to say at least it's warranted because
very
he's
much so.
Like, you know, my dad wants me to go to Dartmouth, but I got accepted to all of them. Like,
yeah.
Like, stupid. Anyway, so he's like, you don't know my dad. Okay, he went to Dartmouth. It was the best 4 years of his life. And I was wearing a Dartmouth shirt in one of the pictures with him.
When I was five. And so what?
He wants me to pick a college and pick a future. But really, he wants me to pick my college, choose my future.
Which
and it's like, no, he just says
never
pick
said
a
that.
College yeah. and pick your future.
And hey, if you want to go to Dartmouth, that'd be kind of cool.
And also, how nice is that? Pick a future. I'll support you. It's not like
and
he's
pay
like,
for it.
Like the what was that one? A Cinderella story. Chad Michael Murray, he's like, I want you to go to USC and I want you to inherit my
car
wash business.
That's a different
he's like,
thing.
I want to be a poet at Princeton.
That's different. Yeah, this wasn't that. If Freddie Prinze Jr. wanted to do poetry
like,
at Princeton,
go ahead.
Great.
Just go to Princeton.
Get the fuck out of the house. Go
or
to college.
Or maybe you could be a poet at Dartmouth. Like, I don't think that his dad would care that he wanted to be a poet.
No, I think he just wants him to go to college.
Yeah, which is fine.
Because he's accepted to all of them.
Yeah. So then, she's like, you need to pick a college, you need to like blah, blah, blah. And he says, shouldn't you be looking at yourself in the mirror when you're saying
when
this?
When you're saying this.
Because
yeah.
he's very deep. We're about to go in for a slow motion kiss. He's going the 90. And she says, you're not just trying to do this to get my vote for prom king, are you? And then he ran away for some reason. I don't know why, whatever.
It's like, I got to go. I
got
to
go do something with the sprinklers for my dad.
That's what it was.
And then he has this really like weird nightmare of the real world.
Yeah, they're all on the real
world.
So
he's all on the real world. And he's saying that Taylor, like, I told you I created him. Like, this is, blah, blah, blah.
The girls
like,
made a bet about him. And he's like, no. So he's feeling guilt over the bet, clearly.
Now that we are getting so close to prom queen and prom king season, I would vote for Lainey based on this She's All That freestyle in the courtyard.
Yeah, those two gentlemen made a strong case, I would
they
say.
They threw down some heat, and this is how you know that the people, capital
are
P,
behind, yeah, they're behind her.
The people are behind Lainey, and they are, again, they are hungry for a new prom queen.
They want a new queen.
Career prom queens.
No, they
we don't
want a new
queen.
They're looking for a new queen
We're
with fresh ideas.
For fresh.
It's obvious.
Beauty.
That's what it is.
Okay.
We're looking for a fresh One Piece.
Nobody's dropping this heat about me.
No?
No, nobody's saying, nobody's writing a decent rhyme about me that I'm all that.
Two man raps about you?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'll get somebody else and we'll throw it together.
Thank you.
No worries.
So now we're at lunch and the friend, Rachel Lee Cook's friend is like, how come you're not telling me how fat I am? This is not dolphin safe tuna. Like, you know, what's going on with you?
Yeah, I'm eating this chip. It owns the same company.
And she's like, oh, because I feel like I'm not kissable, you know, because she's like, you know, does nobody want to kiss me? Ooh, Sarah Michelle Gellar is in this scene. I guess it's because
just a cameo.
This is because this high school is the same one where they shoot Buffy's school.
Is it?
Yes, that's
why. Okay, interesting.
So that's why they have her in there. But then also she's married to Freddie Prinze Jr.
But this is in the ballpark age of like Cruel Intentions and all that shit that she's in. So like it's.
But I think Buffy the Vampire Slayer also came out in 99.
Probably, but like everyone knew who the hell she was at this point, right? Like she wasn't like just an extra.
I loved Buffy Summers.
It was a cameo, not an extra.
I still do.
I don't. Okay. You love Buffy?
I loved Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
Ugh, I just loved it.
All right. Well, a lot of people
she
did.
So
I just can't.
Snarky.
I don't know. No thanks.
If the apocalypse comes, beat me.
Great. That's.
Zing!
No, thank you.
Anyway, the nerds. There's these like asshole people, and they're picking on Simon, Rachel Lee Cook's brother.
Oh yeah, yeah. These
and they're like
bags.
Cornering him, and they're showing him like a porno magazine, and then the other one's like. While they're distracting him with porn, they're grabbing a handful of pubes, which would definitely be painful, and putting it on his pizza.
Rips out a good like 30, 40 pubes out of his, and just like puts his hand down and just pulls out a bunch of pubes without even being like, holy shit, that hurt, and then puts them on the kid's
pizza. If I pull one hair out, it's painful.
Yeah, this is a whole handful.
So anyway, Freddie Prinze Jr. steps in and he's like, apologize.
Yeah.
I expect you to... stop picking on him and apologize. And then he makes the one guy eat his pube pizza. The zoom was very unnecessary.
It was gross,
shot.
Yeah.
This is also the coolest I've ever thought that Freddie Prinze Jr. was. Because he's like, you eat it. And then he's like, okay, now he sees the other guys laughing. And he's like, well, this guy's not suffering any consequences because now he gets to have a superiority over that guy.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, you eat his pubes
once again,
on
this
that
is,
pizza.
This is all going on with all of them standing in the middle of the cafeteria with everyone watching. Not a fucking monitor, teacher, chaperone, nothing. Nobody, no adults involved in this whatsoever. It's just the prison... cafeteria.
And this is also where I noticed that Rachel Lee Cook always wears that art smock to school. She's every class. It's part of her ensemble.
Oh, yeah.
She's always wearing it. And like, you got a haircut. You're trying to be prom queen here. Like,
come on. Yeah, at least put some. Yeah, you're clearly putting some effort into something. Like you're doing your hair. You're doing this shit. But then you're putting the smock on too. So old habits, you know.
Okay, so anyway, Paul Walker starts harassing her at work, and he's trying to ask her out, and he says that she's, I think he thinks that she's actually hot now because Freddie Prinze Jr. Has made her attractive. So Freddie Prinze Jr. is like, I can make anybody hot.
Yeah.
And I can make anybody like them.
And Paul Walker's
and
like,
Paul
cool,
Walker's
I'll bang
like,
her.
Yeah, cool, I'll bang her.
Yeah.
Because I think that he has a secret crush on Freddie Prinze Jr., which how could you not?
Yeah. Well,
he's just a beautiful man.
Yeah.
So he's like at the falafel place. He's like, well, you know, I don't know. Because, you know, Freddie Prinze Jr. keeps talking about Taylor. And I mean, maybe he likes you, but like, has he even asked you to prom?
Yeah, come on. But me, on the other hand.
So then he says my favorite line ever, which he says.
Come on, we'll take my Porsche. Let's go.
Think about the prom some more, you know? We'd have an okay time, I think. Oh, boy.
Wow.
An okay time has been promised.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah.
If you're not promising
calm down.
Me an above average time, no thanks, sir. No thank you.
Calm down, Mr. Salesman. Don't go so hard at it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sweating over
here.
Jeez, my knees are knocking.
God damn.
All right. Freddie Prinze Jr.'s dad is like, how did you miss the deadline? Because I guess he just went into Freddie Prinze Jr.'s room and is like, you just missed the deadline on all of these.
Half of these applications, the deadline to accept or passed. He said half of them.
So he's like, you know, he didn't once say, like, why you missed the Dartmouth one.
Yeah.
He was talking about all of them. And, you know, just pick one of the many Ivy League schools that you got accepted to. And
Freddie Prinze
goes,
I can't just pick a piece of paper out of a stack. And the guy goes,
oh, poor you.
His dad goes, yeah, that's exactly what being an adult is you got to pick some shit. That's you just have to, things are happening and you got to decide what lane you're in. You can't just go, I don't know, until you crash into a fucking, you know, embankment. You have to pick an exit, asshole.
Yeah. And he's not like, and pick the Dartmouth one.
No.
It's like, pick one of these.
Please, I'll pay for it.
Yeah,
enjoy.
It's awesome that you fucking got accepted to all of these schools, but. You know, pick one.
Yeah.
Hello, I'll pay hundreds of thousands of dollars. What say you?
Yeah, what's
anyway.
That? Yeah.
So, now it's kind of like a weird show off, Taylor versus Lainey, for prom queen, and you've got, like, you know, Lainey walking with all of her, like,
she's got
nerdy.
Merch.
Yeah, she's got, like, they've got pins and, like, all this stuff, and Taylor comes walking in and they meet face to face and they take a picture because it's a showdown.
Yeah, it's for the school paper.
And then she's like, ew, don't touch me anymore. And then she, you know, pushes some nerds. And James laughed out loud when the one nerd said, I think I touched her boob.
Yeah, he was the kid that they, like, push over in the beginning
of
Grease. And he goes, I think I touched her boob. Because she, like, shoved him out of the way. And I think so. That just made me laugh.
Taylor corners Freddie Prinze Jr. And she's like, so let's finalize our plans for prom. Because, you know, Matthew Lillard broke up with me, but I'm not going to bring that up because...
Yeah, let's do this.
Oh, nope, just don't worry about it. We've always made plans to go to prom together. He's, Freddie Prinze Jr. is like, well, I was planning on asking Lainey to prom. And, oh no, she's going out with Paul Walker now because they're talking to each other. So, Paul Walker, Freddie Prinze Jr. goes up to Paul Walker and is like, what the fuck are you doing moving in on my gal?
Yeah.
And, Paul Walker spills the beans about the bet. Rachel Lee Cook is upset. We get to use the one use of the F word.
Oh, yeah.
She says, am I just a fucking bet to you?
She's a fucking bet to you.
So she, you know, is mad. She leaves and she's at home and she's all upset. Now we have our second dad speech of the movie. Kevin Pollak is like, please go to the prom. Be a child. A kid.
You don't have to be the mother.
Yeah.
I know your mom died. I'm wise guy from the pool. He said, you know, these people look down on me, but, you know, I own my own business. I own my own home. Dr. Poole says, just be cool, everybody.
So he says, don't you have a prom to go to? Because I've made you a dress out of pool filters. I'm just kidding.
It's beautiful. It's lovely. You should see the arms or those accordion-y things. And it's
I got
beautiful.
The pool back. Thing no so she says there's a man he says there's a man waiting for you upstairs, you should go to prom. It's Paul Walker. Yuck.
Turns out it's just a random man from the neighborhood. It's like a really
there's
weird
just a man.
It's just some guy like I hear there's a young girl here that needs a prom date.
Freddie Prinze Jr. ends up taking his sister to prom because he has grown.
He's grown. He's been sure
as a person. He doesn't need to go with Taylor Vaughn. He understands that what he wants is Rachel Lee Cook, but, you know.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to force himself on her, but
so the prom,
anyway.
The prom, you have your choreographed thriller dance that happens
now. So, yeah.
Now.
Usher works as a DJ at this. It's prom time, dance party Grease. I went to one prom, and it was not like this.
No.
There was no memorized dances. Like, when would they learn
Very
this?
Little choreography. Especially like
They're
group choreography
all, like,
at the prom.
Do the same one, and then like Usher's like narrating it. So like, do they have like where they wake up at high school and go to sleep at high school, and they're just like,
I don't know.
When they're not doing homework, they're practicing this dance. Like, what
everybody
the fuck is going on?
At my prom was way too shit faced to remember any choreography.
And is this one just unique to their high school, or do all high school? Do they think? Are they trying to tell me that all high school students like know this dance?
That's what I mean. It was like, is this a dance everyone knows? Or is this like specific, like Ring It On cheers?
Yeah,
is this like your
I
own?
Remember at all the high school dances that I went to, I remember people doing the cha-cha slide and they narrate like the directions, like they sing the directions and people still got it wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't know where it's to the left. And you're like, the left.
Yeah, people don't know.
If you're going to not do this well, then don't do it at all. Sit on the bleachers. Go grab, you know, sit this one out. So anyway.
My favorite, though, is when they start announcing. I'm sorry to jump the gun there, but when the teacher starts, I love that. So I got it. I have to.
Okay, but hold on, because this is the is a good. This is my favorite part.
Oh, okay, please.
So now we're upstairs at the high school, okay, and we get to Philip Seymour Hoffman Jr.
Right.
And he's just sitting at one of the tables. It's completely empty, and he is just housing cocktail.
It's like 75
housing shrip cocktail.
There's like 75 shrimp.
It's a mound.
It's a mountain. It's like,
and Anna Paquin walks up and she's like, "Hi," you know, like whatever. And I love the idea that you would have hors d'oeuvres at prom because I think that they had like drinks of kinds, like they had like sodas or like whatever.
Yeah.
But they didn't have hors d'oeuvres. And if they did have hors d'oeuvres, shellfish?
Like, yeah, no one would have. And people would have just like spit in it and like thrown jizzed in it and everything.
Everybody's
else.
Super hammered because they've all been drinking in the limo on the way to prom. And then they're going to eat shellfish and then what, throw up on the dance floor?
They're like, going to drink a lot of liquor and shellfish is what you want.
Room temp shellfish?
I feel like that's that makes for a good prom night.
No.
You want to remember the diarrhea more than you do anything else.
So this is what James is talking about.
I love it.
The
this
teacher
guy.
Is announcing the prom king and queen.
And it's the guy, the way he talks too, because it's just this guy. He's like, "Yeah, let's do this here. Let's announce the
everybody settle down.
The nominations here. We got for prom king." He announces, "We got Zach. What the fuck's his name?
Seiler.
Zach Seiler." He goes, "No surprise there." And it's like, you just want him to be like, "I mean, you're not going to get a sexier young man than this. Come on up here. Would you look at the ass on this guy? Let me tell you something. I've been watching him the whole 4 years he's here. He's quite the specimen. Let me tell you, you know, hopefully later on, if he's a little drunk, maybe he passes out behind a bleacher. I just might take a feel is all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm not going to go too far, but Prom King." Yeah. There you go.
So, no surprise, Freddie Prinze Jr. wins prom king.
Hands down.
I mean, it wasn't even fucking close.
Then the teacher says.
They're by a slim margin.
He says, "The closest vote in the history of the prom queen competition." Like, we have it all bad. They checked the AP and went back for like, we need to see what the voting was on all
these. It's by a slim margin. This means that Taylor is trash. Okay, obviously. Taylor wins. Okay, Taylor
56 to 44, by the way, which isn't that close.
No, it's not that close, but
in a presidential election, that would be a landslide.
Yeah. So now Taylor Vaughn is winning and she's lecturing everybody like, how dare you? How could you let it be that close? And it's like, well, I mean, when it was unanimous, like Freddie Prinze Jr., that would be pretty embarrassing to, you know, that it was that close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So anyway, that's true. You're clearly not as good as him.
They're in the men's bathroom and Paul Walker is like, "Okay, everybody, I got a hotel room key."
He's pounding booze out of a flask.
"I am going to bang Lainey in this hotel later on."
She's buying every bit of crap I'm laying down right now. She's totally ready to bang me. It's great.
"I'm ready to scam and scheme. Who wants to put some money on this? Do you think I'm going to seal the deal?" And the one friend's like, "No, there's no..." Preston's like, "There's no way
giving you any.
That she's going to put out for you." And then Paul Walker's like, "What about you, guy?
Yeah.
What do you think?" And the guy just like shakes his head at him because everybody thinks that Paul Walker is a blowhard.
He's a douche. Okay. They leave and then True Capote there comes out of the bathroom.
He comes out of the bathroom.
He's dressed in a white tux. That's why, isn't it?
And he is like, he's, you know, Mission Impossible now. So he runs upstairs completely out of breath, tells Anna Paquin what he just heard. Meanwhile, he's got to be... he's out of breath for 5 minutes because he's the fat friend.
Yeah, she's so... yeah. I ate too many shrimp.
Come on. Yeah, and that's the other thing is that she's like, "Come on, spit it out." And it's like, dude.
Let's go, fat boy. Spit it out. And he coughs and a shrimp falls out.
He is full of high school prom shrimp. Ugh. And you think that he's... so...
that's why he was in the can.
I was in the bathroom.
He was in a stall.
I had too much high school prom shrimp.
Yeah, obviously. I just got done shitting. So he met a girl and was like...
I just housed so much protein.
I know we're getting to know each other. Hold on. I'm going to go drop a deuce real quick. That was his strategy, too.
He ate a lot of protein.
Yeah, it's a lot. So
that was a lot of protein. So he's bombing that place up. Okay, so anyway.
They're on the stage.
So he goes to interrupt Freddie Prinze Jr.'s speech. He's like, Zach. And Freddie Prinze Jr. is in the middle of his speech, interrupted him, and James goes, "Oh, this is rude." I'm like, but Freddie Prinze Jr. did interrupt Rachel Lee Cook at work.
So he
kind of deserves it.
He did.
So anyway, he's out of breath, and the sister, Anna Paquin's like, "Come on, spit it out, spit it out, spit it out." Like, yeah, he was out of breath he just got his breath and then you guys started running it. Like, he's going to give him 5 minutes. Be
give
a buddy.
Him, give him a
spit
second.
It out for him.
Yeah.
So she says, she's like, Paul Walker just took her somewhere and they're going to do something at a hotel. I don't know. Like, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
I think he's going to bang her.
And so anyway, Lainey ends up at home. Kevin Pollak and
Culkin.
Simon are sitting there and he's trying to explain the different pool shapes and stuff because he's like, well, you're going to be helping me this summer, so you have to learn this stuff.
Yeah.
And so Lainey ended up at home. She walks in and everybody, she's like, I had a great time tonight. Like, you know, didn't say like, yep.
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost prom queen, but didn't quite
almost
work out.
Almost prom queen, didn't win, like didn't update anybody. She's just like, yep, great time. It was good. Thanks for making me go, Dad. And turns out Freddie Prinze Jr. is there. And so he's like, came as soon as I could. I didn't know that you were being set up like that. And she's like, it's cool. I foghorned him right in the eardrum. It's not a big deal. Hopefully I didn't do any permanent damage.
But that I know you're being set up like that. That's that you could say that about every time a high school boy's ever taken a high school girl out. Because at the end of the night, ideally, he'd be banging her.
Yeah.
So that's literally every time a high school guy's ever been out with a high school girl. Somebody should run and save her because he's trying to fuck her, definitely.
But this had a malicious bathroom plan.
I get it. Like, I don't even like this broad. Yeah. Get that sort of thing. That's true. That makes it different. You're right.
It was like a plan in the bathroom. Where,
Well, he doesn't even like her. He's just going to try to bang her.
It was weird lighting, and he was like, I got a hotel room key.
He's drinking out of a flask.
Costing me $300 doll hairs.
He was like flipping a nickel and chewing on a toothpick.
So anyway, then we get the iconic line, I made that bet before I knew you, Lainey, before I really knew me. And now we're dancing out by the pool. It's so romantic. They're turning the lights on.
Dad turns the light. Kevin Pollak turns the lights
Christmas
on.
Christmas lights on out there.
Courtesy of Dr. Pool, kids. Enjoy.
Yeah. Just be cool. It's Dr. Pool. All right. So anyway, we're doing that. And then, you know, we have a voiceover because we do a zoom out. So that
of
we
course,
see LA
the whole city.
With all the city and whatever. And Zach, what were the terms of the bet anyway? Because she didn't win prom queen.
No.
And he says, you'll see, I never back out of a bet.
Of course
we're at graduation.
Not.
This is where Taylor is sitting in the back and she's smoking. She's like chain smoking back there.
It's like somebody's mom who's got problems.
Freddie Prinze Jr. is completely nude except for a soccer ball. He's covering up his junk and he throws the soccer ball at Rachel Lee Cook.
Yeah,
and
she laughs.
She's just like laughing. Whereas I would be like throwing it back. But I mean, he's pretty confident.
Again, confident in his junk.
Yeah,
but
he's
again,
just like, here, I'll throw this ball so everybody can see my stuff.
Adults.
I'm gifted.
Where the fuck are the adults?
Yeah.
The gym, he can do that. I graduated high school a couple years before this. You were not, if you got naked during the graduation, they would have had you fucking arrested, period. You would have been arrested and taken out of there. This isn't 1968 where they're like, oh, cool, man, he's just streaking. Like, this is not that time. What the fuck is happening? This movie was just, I hated it so much.
So, anyway.
I hated it.
That's it.
Thank
it's
fuck.
It's done.
Oh, well,
it's over.
What else is there to do?
The only thing that we really could do, James, is we could go to the Heigl meter.
To the Heigl meter?
The Heigl meter is the way that we rate our movies. It's our unit of measurement. We rate them on a scale of 1 to 5
of Freddie Prinze's penis at the graduation. How confident are you, Freddie?
Sexy teen.
Sexy
teen. Everybody loves sexy teen.
Everybody loves a sexy teen.
Okay, so anyway. It's the way that we rate our movies on a scale of 1 Heigl to 5 Heigls. 5 Heigls being the worst movie that you've ever seen in your entire life. And 1 Heigl is not that bad. Last week, James, you went first because it was your birthday.
Yes.
This week, it's Father's Day. And
you
I don't
first.
Know. Do you want me to go
nah,
first?
You
I was
going
to say because it's your choice.
I'm deferring.
Dealer's choice.
I'm a gentleman.
Father's Day. I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
All right. So, James, I will rate this movie sixpence Heigls. However much a sixpence is worth.
We don't know how many.
Sixpence and then the richer song.
Yeah, that's good.
It played twice in this movie. Kiss me.
Yeah.
Twilight.
They really got into that one.
It's been on TBS many times, so I do enjoy the familiarity of it. It's not so much that I hate it, so much that there are many unresolved things with me, like just Freddie Prinze Jr.'s out of character, weird meanness, but he's also supposed to be like, I'm supposed to like him.
Just script
because
convenience.
Because I'm supposed to think that he's a poopy, yucky poo, a popular guy, but he's just misunderstood.
But not somebody you'd be worried about her being around. Like, he's not.
Like, Paul Walker, not a rapist, I don't want anybody to be around.
No, he's rapey. Seems,
yeah,
he's rapey vibes.
Very rapey. In this movie, and so yeah, I felt like the popular people, like there was two cancers in the popular group. One was Taylor Vaughn and the other is Paul Walker, but for the most part the other ones, like Preston, Gabrielle Union,
they're all super nice.
Lil Kim, they're all very nice. Yeah. They're very accepting. They're like, wow, Taylor Vaughn is like really fucking going off the deep end here, let's try to take her under our wing. Gabrielle Union, she I think nominated
She did.
Rachel
she nominated
Lee Cook for prom queen. And
that was also the time where it's like, we'll let a couple black people in the movie, but when we do, they have to be like archangel. Like,
yeah, they're trying to get rid of the.
We can't have them be regular people. Obviously, at that point, we still have to make them some weird, like, you know, abstract human.
You know, even Preston is like, well, she's not going to put out with you.
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. It's
you
funny.
Know, like so.
Which is fine. I'm just, it's
well,
just
no,
funny
he's
that
correct.
They, yeah,
it but it's just like they're the voice of reason, and they're also know,
it's the archangels.
Yeah,
the archangel
so,
thing.
Anyway, it's sixpence of Heigl's. I don't know how much that is worth. I will look that up. I could just only think of sixpence. And
like old Westy.
Yeah, I just it's not so much that I hate it.
I give
just,
it two bits. That's how
I want it to.
That's how many.
I want it to be better. So I think that I will have it be the Netflix show, The Dark Sexy Teens. And I like it better.
Sex is sexy teens.
James, how about you?
It's a sexy, sexy teens.
Stop singing about sexy teens.
Well, I am going to give this movie very easy for me. 44 Heigls.
Wow.
Because that is the percentage of the vote that Rachel Lee Cook got as prom queen. So I would like everybody to know what she got. She deserved more, damn it.
Right.
I feel like.
I agree.
She got 44%, so we're going to go 44 Heigls. Now, I thought about kicking it up to 50 Heigls. I'm not going to lie, because there was a lot of pain in it. But there was the nerd who thought he touched a boob. The
Kevin Pollak, you loved Kevin
Pollak is always great. The unintentional humor of the principal or whatever, thinking that Freddie Prinze Jr. was a pretty hot guy, it seemed like.
Yeah.
That's all good. And, you know, a couple of things like that. So it knocked it back down a few to 44. So we're going to even out and stay at 44 Heigls for me. That's it.
All right. 44 Heigls.
44 Heigls. Very painful, though. I would say avoid this at all costs.
No, it was 95 minutes. You can handle
it. It's terrible. Don't bother.
They shouldn't bother with it.
No, it's bad.
But thank you so much. If you've seen that movie, we hope that you have enjoyed this episode.
Yes, absolutely.
And James, I have a couple of people that I'd like to discuss with
Tell
you.
Tell me about, are they sexy teens?
Tell me more about these sexy teens. Tell me more. Okay, here they are.
I only
want to
hear
Patreon.
About sexy teen Patreon here. Contributors.
Sexy teens. Okay, Jeffrey Draws Comics, Stacey Nielsen, Jessica Rice, Mary-Kate Butler, Mary-Kate Bootle.
Nice.
Rosa Lujano, Erica Simmons, Sarah P., Mara Spensieri, Stephanie Boich, and Cassidy Hart, and also Ashy VO Duty.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for hanging out with
us.
This has been a fun time.
Yes.
As always.
Except
we really
had to watch a shitty movie. But other than that,
we like hanging out with each other. It's fine.
We do.
Watch this movie. Watch some 90s SNL. Be happy with your life.
Yes.
And go Heigl yourselves.
Go Heigl yourselves, everybody.
Bye. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.